up on the roof.
Yeah. I do like this song. I don't like the idea of a roof on a stadium. A dome on the new Eagles stadium. Yeah, I don't like that, but I do like the song. Welcome back. Midday Show live. We're at Champ Camp today, and we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll be here on Friday. We love being here, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. All right, a lot happened. We know a lot of people have been waiting on hold for a while. We're going to get back to the phones here. A lot happened. You can react to all of it over the last hour or so. If you missed it, Jordan Davis, Dallas Guider on the show earlier, you could go back in the Odyssey app and listen. Those interviews on YouTube as well. We appreciate those guys hopping in. All right, Elliot was with us, said not a great day for the offense. Defense is winning right now in that battle offense-defense. He mentioned safety is really an issue now on this team. Andrew Mukuba did not practice today, so all that out there. And then we got the story about an hour ago. Yeah, according to ESPN, Rob Manfred in the Phillies clubhouse recently to kind of broach the idea of, hey, what about a salary cap maybe down the line?
He was trying to get the temperature of the room.
Yeah, and that temperature got hot.
Hot.
Bryce Harper basically told him to bleep off and get out.
Bryce Harper, like 6'3", 6'4"?
I would think 6'2", 6'3". Yeah, he's a big dude. Rob Manfred.
6'3".
Rob Manfred is certainly
different than 6'3".
I would say 6'2" or 6'3".
He about 6'3", 6'4".
You think Bryce is 6'4"?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's 6'2", 6'3".
Listen. He said, okay, 6'3", 6'4".
So we're saying the same thing.
Well, no, we're saying 6'2", is like 6'3", is different.
I think he's closer to 6'2", than 6'4".
I think he's closer to 6'4".
Okay, next time we see him,
okay, we're playing semantics.
Here we are.
But the point is this. The commissioner, what, 5'8", 6 foot at the most?
Oh, he's this tiny man, yeah.
And you have a bat in hand.
And you're cussing.
And you're a Mormon and you're using potty mouth language like that.
Like Hugh Douglas.
That's intimidating.
I know.
I would press charges if I was Rob.
Oh, stop. Press his charges.
What is with you?
That's in charge.
I'm in my soft guy era.
You are so soft.
You are. I mean,
it is unbelievable.
I'm just saying. That's not it. Okay, Kyle.
What?
Bryce Harper rolls up on you, cursing, with a bat in his hand. How does that make you feel?
I'd kick his ass.
Okay.
Hold on.
We're in the facetious part of the show here.
Do you think Rob Manfred thought that Bryce was really going to strike him? I mean, he did not think that.
How do you know?
Because it's Bryce Harper is worth $330 million. He's not some guy.
Hold up. Okay.
You're living in La La Land.
I mean, he's not going to strike the commissioner of baseball.
Okay.
The guy wants to make the Hall of Fame.
Okay, read the story to me again. Like I'm a 2-year. What'd you say? Nose to nose.
All right, hold on. Let me pull it back.
Didn't you say nose to nose?
Yes, nose to nose.
And he's looking down on him, right?
Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred during a meeting last week and told him to, quote, get the bleep out of our clubhouse if he wanted to talk
with
about a salary
bat in hand. Where's the bat in hand?
All right. Here is the exact excerpt.
He does play baseball. I mean,
quiet for the majority of the meeting. Harper, sitting in a chair and holding a bat, eventually grew frustrated and said, "If MLB were to propose a cap and hold firms where players are not scared to lose 162 games," sources in the meeting told ESPN. Harper stood up, walked to the middle of the room, faced up to Manfred, and said, "Quote: If you want to speak about that, you can get the bleep out of our clubhouse."
See, you follow me now, Joe, because you put a little bit of mustard on there, because you know I'm going with.
There's also a little bit of theater of the mind with the way this is written. It doesn't explicitly say he carried the bat with him to the interaction.
But it's safe to say
he
did.
Probably put the bat down.
He probably didn't.
You think he carried the bat over?
Yes.
I don't think so.
If you're using that kind of potty mouth language,
I think he left.
You
the bat
took
in his
no,
seat.
He did. He took the bat because at that point you're trying to be a menace
That's
to society.
That's pretty threatening with the bat
in
hand.
Yeah, and he's 6'4".
6'3".
6'4".
6'2 and a half, but who's counting anymore? All right, 215-592-9494.
I'll press charges on him if it was me. I'm just saying.
That's because you're soft. All right, speaking of you being soft, he is pro-dome. He wants the Eagles to build a dome with a retractable roof when they eventually do this a few years from now. I hate it. I hate the whole idea. Football. And by the way, Dallas Goedert, football guy, hates it. Elliot Shore Parks, non-football guy, likes it. Think about it. You're on the side of Elliot and not Dallas Goedert.
I was thinking, and you know what? You know what's funny about all this, too, though? Mm. I still feel this way, and I just got a coat last week. I got a real coat.
Yeah, quite the timing. It's 95 with humidity.
Listen, if it wasn't so hot, I was going to wear that coat because it's a nice coat.
If
it's
you
one
wore
of them
that
old
coat
school
today,
starter
you
jacket.
Would have heat stroke.
Ooh, yeah, I'd be hot.
Oh, my God. Or at least Dennis in North Philly gets it. Hugh is being soft. Go ahead, Dennis.
Dr.
Dennis,
Joe,
what's up?
You.
What's up, man?
It's in my call.
You got it, buddy. What are you feeling today?
Listen, Hugh, you know I'm all bored with that one tape because that one tape made me a fantasy champion. You know, defense is a luxury more than
that.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Oh, thank you for that, Hugh. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem.
Come on.
However,
I don't want no darn dome on. You know what I'm saying? No domes, bro. No domes.
Dennis, not football. It's sanitized. I was saying to Elliot a few minutes ago, every stadium is going to look the same. It's going to be all football is the same. It takes away home field advantage.
No, if I'm not mistaken, this was a whole shopping plaza type deal.
Now I'm going to go shopping?
Well,
I'm going to watch a football game.
I mean, you're
game.
Talking about like a one-stop shop area. You're kind of like at Gillette Stadium or the Battery.
Dennis, are you listening to this stuff? This is Hugh Douglas. This guy had 80 sacks in the NFL, and he's gone so soft.
So soft.
You heavy Hugh, man. You're supposed to be on board with everything like dramatically. Like, come on, bro. I understand, you know what I'm saying? You're getting a little
Merlot. I like Riesling. You know what's a good wine, too, Joe, this weekend? I had a nice Riesling. It was really, really
good. Riesling's pretty good in the summer.
Riesling's a nice wine. I like it. It's like a nice, crisp, summery flavor.
If people listen to the show from outer space, they never heard it before, they'd say, which one of you guys played football? And no one would say you. You realize what that says about you?
Man, we got to evolve as people, man.
Evolve.
That's all I'm saying.
You're devolving. Dennis, good phone call.
We got to evolve as people, man. But Riesling is nice.
Yeah, I don't love white wine.
I don't give a shit.
It's nice. It's nice, crisp taste.
Kyle, we have so far lost this guy. He's talking about retractable roofs.
I don't even recognize him anymore.
And Riesling.
That's the guy that drove Jim Miller's shoulder into the turf.
It's not. I want an investigation if this is the real Hugh Douglas.
Or
if it's an imposter.
I like how y'all don't think what Bryce Harper did wasn't intimidating. That's disrespectful.
It was intimidating. That was the point.
But you said press charges.
You're not press charges. I would.
You're just looking for a payday, any way possible.
No,
I
would threaten to press. I wouldn't press him, but I would threaten to press him. Be like, Bryce, you're a big guy. You're intimidating.
Well, Manfred walked into their clubhouse,
and he probably was like, "Hey guys, I'm just here to, you know, check the temperature of the room. We're trying to, you know,
no one buys this stuff.
Salary cap on it." He stands up, hey, and he said all this flipping, flaring, flip. Get the bleep out of here with the baseball bat on his shoulder. 6'5".
Well, he's not 6'5". I would love to see.
Keep adding inches.
Yeah, I know. I would love to see Manfred's face. Like, what do you think Manfred's reaction was?
Damn, what's about to happen? Listen, me personally, as a rule of thumb. As a man, you can't let nobody roll up on you.
Yeah,
you
but can't. It's one Manfred and 26 of them.
That's what I'm saying. You can't let nobody roll up on you. So when Bryce rolled up on
you. What do you think Manfred did?
Well, no, like Bryce rolled up on Manfred.
No, but what's Manfred? Manfred can't, like, threaten him.
Should have swung on him.
No.
I'm just saying. Like, that's a rule. Like, listen. Because at that point, like, Kyle.
Why would Manfred have to resign the next day if he swung on a player?
But what I'm saying is this. I'm just saying, now, this is an adult setting. I know that. But somebody roll up on you with a bat, right?
Again, we don't know if the bat was in hand. We don't know that.
I told you what I would do.
If I feel like it would. That's what I'm saying, Kyle. We on the same page with this. I know Rob probably
is. This is the commissioner of Major League
Baseball. But you can't roll up on nobody with a – you 6'4". And you rolling up on somebody with a bat in hand with and you're saying potty mouth words out your mouth? You gotta swing on him, man.
No, he can't swing on him.
You got to.
I mean, he loses his job the next day.
Well, it's like, okay, say, hey, Rob, what happened? I don't know. I was talking about, you know, putting a cap on baseball, and Bryce Harper rolled up on me with a bat. I don't know what Bryce Harper got on his hand.
So now you're embellishing.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He had a bat in his hand, and he was yelling.
We don't know that specifically.
And he was nose – was he nose to nose?
That's the report. He was nose to nose.
But why, though?
Well, you know what the next question is? Who was the leak? Someone in the Phillies clubhouse told the story, and it wasn't Rob Manfred.
You know who told –
It was not Manfred.
You know who told – Somebody who was real uncomfortable in that situation. I'll press charges on Bryce.
Yeah, you can't do it. Let's stop pressing charges. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a significant addition to the trade deadline? Yes. And I feel even stronger about this now. Yes, at 84%, by the way. There is 16% did vote no because they're just afraid for the Phillies to get better, apparently. But – I feel even more desperate. Bryce Harper said, this is a quote from the article, the players are prepared to lose 162 games 2 years from now.
That's bold, too.
That means if they're real on that, if they are steadfast that we will strike, we won't play if you guys put a salary cap, that means the Phillies window just shrunk, everyone, or at least potentially just shrunk.
You got to get it done now.
You got to get it done now, Dave. Like, this is it. It's now and next year, and then this whole thing might blow up, and who knows what the sport looks like after that. Also, Emmanuel Clase from Cleveland, the closer that a lot of people connect to the Phillies, he is on a leave now for Major League Baseball, a gambling investigation, and he's on that leave until August 31st. So, yeah, he's not getting traded. So
it's a wrap.
That one's if he was atop your wish list, it's over. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's up, buddy?
No dome. But actually, Joe, can you check for me? Is Hughes dome?
Oh, is he in his police car?
Yeah,
like a police car.
Is that a police car? Is Andy a police officer?
No, whatever it is, that wasn't working out.
Okay. So that wasn't a bit? His phone just went out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I thought it was like, is your brain scrambled or he's doing something funny?
I mean, I'm pretty sure people think that, but
I think we all.
I'm progressive.
I wouldn't say progressive.
No, I would.
Yeah. Innovative. I mean, you could say that, but innovative. That feels, what?
I'm not antiquated like that.
The
way you're thinking is antiquated. We need a dome.
It's not antiquated.
Like to
it's
have
football.
All year round venue. Do you imagine how much money we can make if we had that?
Oh, hold on a second. How much money do you and I get from the concerts they have at the Link right now?
But we get,
because I get zero.
We get enjoyment though. And we get enjoyment because we get to go to them.
Oh, you're saying we can go to more events during the winter?
Yes.
Because it's got a roof?
Yes.
We have the Wells Fargo Center. They're getting a new building anyway.
It's all right. Wells Fargo's okay. But to have a dome, though, to have like a dome stadium in Philadelphia with all the like little shopping accoutrement around.
Shopping?
Accoutrement.
Who are you?
Like high-end accoutrement.
Riesling and shopping.
Riesling is a really good wine.
Yeah, that's wonderful news.
You bring your fanny pack to the to training camp there too?
Yes, I do. It's called a mani pack.
Mani pack. We've lost you.
It's a mani.
We have lost you. So you're so far away from where you used to be.
What are you talking about?
Kyle,
I don't understand.
Kyle asks where the person is that drove Drew Miller into the ground, because that guy didn't have fanny packs, accoutrements, shopping, and Riesling.
Accoutrement. Riesling is good.
Shopping. You're trying to sell me on a new stadium with a roof. You could do shopping around a stadium with no roof. What does this have to do with the shopping?
No, I'm just saying. It gives the fan base.
Stop.
Like, one-stop shopping, places to go. You know, like they got the fan shop at the Link. You can expand that. There's some nice dining areas that you can dine at before the game and then just walk into the game.
You're not selling us. All right, one more quick piece of news. A lot of news going on today. According to Adam Schefter, Hugh and I were speaking about this on the last break. It seemed like Deion Sanders, head coach of Colorado, obviously, you know, the great NFL player in his time and one of the biggest football names ever, right? He had his medical staff and he hosting a press conference today, and there was a lot of speculation that he was sick. According to Adam Schefter, Colorado head coach Deion Sanders and his medical team announced that he had a bladder tumor that has been removed and Sanders is now cured from the cancer. So,
cancer.
Bladder cancer, which is obviously a tumor, cancerous tumor around his bladder. That's obviously a major and serious thing. So according to Deion, he's cured, which is great, and hopefully he remains that way. But when I saw this story that he was having a press conference with his medical team.
It didn't sound too positive. It sounded like he was stepping down early in the week.
I guess he's dealt with it this offseason, and he is in a better place now. So we wish the best to Deion moving forward with his health. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Jake is talking to Phils. What's up, Jake?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey,
good, Jake. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to touch in on the Phillies real quick. You say the Phillies are desperate. I'm desperate. I haven't seen a World Series since I was 18. I'm 35 years old. You got to go out there and do whatever needs to be done. I look at prospects as poker chips. Give up everybody. Give up the entire farm. If you want to keep Painter, that's cool. Give up everybody. Get the big ticket. Get them here when it's crazy in October with stars here. Go get a Buxton, something like that. It'll make the atmosphere crazy.
Well, and Jake, you mentioned their poker chips and lottery tickets, however we want to frame it. They are. And even if they're highly touted, it doesn't mean they're going to become stars. Like a few years ago, I remember we were doing trade deadline stuff and shows, and people were like, you can't give up Stott for anything. And now Bryce's Stott looks like a very average player, right? Like, so all these guys we're talking about that they might have to give up over the next 3 days, some of them might turn out to be really good players, but the odds are they're probably not going to be as great as we make them out to be anyway.
Exactly. I mean, I lived through the Don Brown, the Scott Kingery's, that whole era. I mean, go get the piece. Go get the pieces that we need so we can win a World Series and win multiple World Series potentially.
I'm with you, man. And I feel like with the way the league is, and Jake, good phone call. With the way the league is, we used the word parity earlier. It does feel like there's a lot of good teams. There's not one great team in baseball this year. Even the teams that look like the best, I would have said before the year, the Dodgers.
They were pretty hot. Yep. Undefeated for like 10 games
to start the season. Yeah, you know what's interesting? I wonder if you look at I think they were 8-0, something like that. If you look at their record since then, it's been fine. They haven't dominated the league the way they have in years past. In the American League, the Blue Jays currently have the best record. When we played them a month and a half ago, I didn't think they were anything special. It's one of those years anyone can win the World Series that gets in. Go make yourself the best team. Go finish this thing. Let's go to Jersey John talking about a dome in Philadelphia. What's up, Jersey John?
How you doing, guys? I've been a season ticket holder since 95. I've been listening to WIP since WISP. I met Hugh before he went to Atlanta. I love him. And I think you guys beat up on him a little bit too much, but I'm here to knock three of his takes.
Good. Go for it.
Okay. One. We don't need a dome because they've had a Super Bowl in the Jersey Stadium, MetLife, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that? And they had all kinds of revenue, and it was a great thing. Two, when Hugh Evers says when he was back in New York, as much as I love his opinion about many things, I wince because I'm from Jersey, and the Jets and the Giants never play in New York unless they play Buffalo. And two, the third one, is his take on T.O. getting us over the hump for the Super Bowl. We went to 5 NFC Championship games without T.O., including the one when he was on the team. He was hurt during that game. He didn't get us over the hump. So if you correct all of that, everything else he says is gold. Love you guys, man.
Love you, John. Appreciate it. So he just wanted to come in and just clear some things up.
Thank you for clearing it up, but New York is in the Jets and the Giants' name, and everybody and their mother knows that they play in Jersey.
Right.
In the middle, so I don't know why
for
that.
For a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why that bothers you so much, but to be clear, the New York Jets are still the Jets, and they're in Jersey. So I don't know why that stings so much, my take, because it's been like that even before I was here.
Right.
You know, even before I was on this planet or a person. And as far as the T.O. take, I beg to differ, because the energy and what T.O. brought to the table was phenomenal when he was here. And there is not a teammate that I have that would argue that point.
So that last thing, the T.O. thing, look, there's not a single player available at the Major League Baseball trade deadline that is as good as Terrell Owens was in 2004, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think what you just brought up, the energy that T.O. brought to you
it
guys
was different, man.
After you couldn't get over the hump, that propelled you. And I think there's something to that for this Phillies team. Like, if they land, let's use Eugenio Suarez. The guy's got 36 home runs. Like, the way we talk about Schwarber, he's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have 250 home runs. I wanted you to think about this for a second. The Phillies legitimately could go into the postseason if they land Eugenio Suarez with 250 home run hitters in their lineup, and also Bryce Harper, who's a pretty darn good hitter himself.
Not bad.
Like, that kind of energy to propel them to go win the World Series, I think it's worth giving up those prospects. All right, here's what we want to do. We want to win a championship, unlike the guy that we're about to bring up who doesn't win championships anymore. His name is Jerry Jones. So, Hugh, let's react to this. So we know the whole Michael Parsons thing happened. It's going to kill me every single time I hear it. All right, so let's listen to Jerry at Cowboys training camp and what they're chanting at him right now.
Down to business. I was shocked last year when we ended up with the record that we had. I never saw that coming. I want you to know, and I want you to look for as you watch practices this week. I want you to watch what we've done in the areas that we needed to work on.
So that was Jerry, and then the fans there, as he addressed the crowd, were chanting, "Pay Micah." And he tried
and
to...
He
barreled through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tried
to see what we did in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah, watch our team. He then responded to... This was his quote about the chance to pay Micah. Jerry Jones said the chance for the team to pay Micah Parsons were a, quote, faint little sound compared to the chance fans made last year for the team to pay CeeDee Lamb. Quote, "I heard it light, but not compared to how I heard them say pay Lamb last year. That was a faint little sound compared to the way they were hollering last year, pay Lamb. Whoever's in, you can count on a few hollering that. But it was a big, loud chant last year on Lamb." So basically saying the fans wanted Lamb re-signed more than Micah.
Well, I tell you, he does a tremendous job of, promoting camaraderie and team spirit.
Yeah.
In no other way that any other owner has ever done in the NFL. You got to commend him for that. Like, he has a special way.
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
I mean,
it won't be long now.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And I just, we're going to miss him when he's gone, whether he's gone or canceled. We're going to miss him. We're going to miss him. All right.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. 215-592-9495. We'll finish up on the phone lines and check in with you people during the final segment. Plus, we got something big happening on the station tomorrow during our show. We'll tell you about that specifically. How you can enjoy two things going on at WIP at once. That's coming up next. Your phone calls as well. Midday show live from the NovaCare Complex for Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire up the grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor and the heat. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner is done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy Hatfield. Hatfield, better care, better pork. I know it is. Good job, Kyle.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas shows you the broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camrell RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. All right, so... Hugh, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting live once again from the NovaCare Complex. First full day of pads tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's the real deal here on the field. So it's going to be a big show. Make sure to be tuned in both on radio, Odyssey app, and, of course, YouTube if you're one of the U people we'll get to in a few minutes. But, Hugh, tomorrow around noon, at noon actually, there's going to be something special going on our live stream on YouTube. So we're going to be doing the show live here at Champ Camp. We may have some players. It may be right after the players, however it kind of works out. But tomorrow, during our show at noon, there will be a split screen up on YouTube.
Yes. Oh, we're streaming.
We are streaming. We'll be on, as we always are.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of the split screen will be a camera over at FDR Park, because tomorrow is the pivotal game three between Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera.
Not the pivotal game three.
Isn't it pivotal? It's 1-1.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is kind of the swing game.
And Jack had a hell of a bounce back.
Oh, he was great in baseball. I mean, I was on vacation that week, and he sent me his stats that night, and I knew he dominated. So tomorrow, it is Fritz, DeCamera, tennis, FDR Park at noon. You can go and watch. Go out there and watch them. Or if you want to stream it, you can watch it on YouTube tomorrow. Split screen, half our show, and we'll be commentating you live as best we can, watching it ourselves.
Cool beans.
And talking about it. So what's the initial feeling going into this one? I felt great about Jack in baseball. I thought he was going to do it. He did it. He was actually dominant even more than I thought. I mean,
he was lights out.
Completely dominated, as he should have, based on who he is and what he's done in the past. Good. And he's that was great, and now we got an even series here. But this one is the swing game. Next is running. Joe has already told us the guy, he needs surgery or some sort of procedure.
He had it growing. Hit growing.
There's no shot Joe's winning running. I mean, I think there's zero shot. Unless Jack falls over and breaks his leg, Jack's going to win running. So to me, tomorrow decides, does Jack win this in four or is this going five?
I see where you're going with this. Yeah, because Joe DeCamera already has kind of like a built-in excuse, if you will, with the groin thing. And I saw him working out. He had the camera person filming the camera.
Oh, on the steps.
He was trying to get his leg right or whatever. Yep. Lateral movement might be a problem for Joe. But
he has played tennis more recently. Jack has said he hasn't played in a long time.
And I tell you what, I remember one time, and I know Ike probably won't want me to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Uh-oh.
Me and Ike played John McEnroe, right? And so Ike had it in his mind that we were going to beat John McEnroe, Right.
Like the John McEnroe?
The only one that I know of.
Yeah, right, the tennis one.
Because, you know, he's a little older. Dude, John, see, if you're good at tennis, I don't know how good Joe DeCameron is. But if you're good at tennis, you can kind of anticipate where the ball's going to go.
Sure, so it helps.
You don't have to move as much. Because when I tell you, me and Ike out there against, that thing was humming. It was humming. Yeah. And he just stood in one place because he had like you said, pitchers, location. He just going back and forth across the field, across the court. And it was nothing we could do about it. It was embarrassing.
You're saying experience is
well. If Joe DeCameron can play, I don't know if he can play.
So it's not. The way I'm reading is it's not so much the level of the current athlete. It's more of the experience and if you know.
If you know how to work the angles and you have great anticipation.
That would tell me tomorrow is slight advantage Joe.
It feels like it might be
okay
because, like I said, John McEnroe sat out there and I don't recall him in my memory moving at all. Like he probably, you know, slid. Like it was kind of like a sachet. It wasn't like any quick movements.
That feels like DeCameron at this point. More sachet than quick movements.
Yeah, and I don't and
sachet feels a little too graceful for whatever we're gonna call
well,
it.
Well, and I would venture to think that Jack's kind of probably gonna be hyped. He hasn't played in a while. The adrenaline is gonna be flowing. That might work against him.
Coming
a
off
bit.
A win.
Yeah, it might work against him. It might work against him.
This thing's going five.
I think so, too. If I had to wager on it, Emmanuel Classe style, potentially, I would bet on DeCameron tomorrow, Jack clear favorite in running, and then we're off and running.
It's for the best. I mean, having it come down to the final event being basketball, that's going to be awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm very excited.
So
where's that going to be? The Palestra?
Might be.
Can we fill it?
We might be able
to.
Did you see the baseball crowd?
It was a pretty nice crowd.
Yeah.
So basically, what we're thinking is, say fast forward, this Joe wins tomorrow, then he bows out of running, right?
I could see him taking off and then my leg hurts and it's like it's a Mickey Mouse Jack win, easy.
Hmm.
And then
so what? Wait a minute. What are they running? A sprint or
I
distance?
Don't know. The last time I heard this was a few weeks ago when the afternoon show had Joe on trying to hammer down all of the elements.
I think it's a sprint.
It's a sprint.
So, like 50 yards, 100 yards?
Didn't the last time we did sprints around here, Angelo Cataldi pulled both hamstrings, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah. I mean,
By the way, the camera can't bow out of the running thing.
I agree.
That's totally against
the
spirit of the
competition. But couldn't you see him pulling up and say, my leg hurts?
Of course I
could. And Jack just wins and he kind of gives it to him?
But that's so lame. I mean, what's the point of even doing it then?
I know. I'm just telling you what I think might happen here. All right, tomorrow, noon. Both at FDR Park, you want to watch it live, or the live stream on YouTube. We'll carry it during our show. Split screen, us doing the show, maybe some Eagles players in here. Other side of the screen will be Jack and Joe in tennis.
How about replacing it with an Oklahoma drill?
Oklahoma.
Wait, are we putting
Jack and Joe?
Are we going to put like real blockers in the middle? Like who's the
defense? No. Well, the Oklahoma drill is they lay on their backs and they get up and collide.
Yeah, but if my memory serves, when I played, and this was in high school a million years ago, but like there was like a lineman in there. It's like you got to get past the lineman, and then you got to get past the player.
Maybe I don't remember there being a lineman.
No, it's just like you try to. It's a man whooper man.
Yep.
You get up off your back and just try to run somebody over.
Yeah, it's a full speed collision.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Think about it, it's pretty bad.
So who wins in that?
Oh, I got money on Jack.
I think the camera might crumble.
Yeah, I got money on that.
So you want to replace basketball with the Oklahoma drill or replace running?
No, replace running. I mean, with something that they're both going to at least, like, I don't know. It's not going to be entertaining if the camera just bows out of the running.
Well, I agree with that. The bottom line is I think someone's probably going to get seriously into the running. So
sure.
We'll see what it looks like by the time we get to basketball.
You suggested Power Slap?
Power Slap would be a good event. You ever seen them Power Slap?
Yeah, you send me the
videos. They slap people to sleep.
Their eyes start moving in different places.
They'd be slapping.
Now we're just creating events for our entertainment. It's not about competition.
Yeah,
this is about watching one of those two get slapped across the face.
I wouldn't mind watching that.
I would either. All right, let's go to John in Oxford says, stop it, Hugh. So we'll take that call next. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, John. What's up?
So I got a question for Hugh.
Yes.
So listen, former Eagle, you know, thank you for all your services. You hang out with some cats that have some cash. How can you not pull a box and sit in the warmth.
What do you mean?
He's saying you can just get a sit in a nice spot, maybe a, you know, sit in one of the suites.
Yeah. Okay,
so the rest of us could sit outside, and you could be in the
box.
Okay. I always sit in the box. I was thinking about you people when I said that. No, I mean, I wasn't. This wasn't. Listen, the last time I was outside when the game was played was when I was playing. I sit in the box every time the Eagles are at home in inclement weather or whatever.
Well, then what's the big idea?
I'm looking out for the people.
No, you're not.
Why do you think I was? My whole spiel. I don't sit outside.
Option. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Option number one. How about we just make everything super box in the entire stadium, and then just let the players play on the field in the element?
That's kind of funny. It is kind of funny.
Then
everyone's warm, but everyone gets to watch the game in elements.
It's not funny.
It's kind of funny. I like it. It's not funny. I mean, I'd like it better than your ridiculous idea of a dome everywhere.
Listen, if a dome was here, everybody would enjoy the dome.
Well, no. You know what we do? We would get soft, like you've gotten soft.
I'm progressive. I'm progressive.
You know what's going to happen? And John, good phone call. They're going to do this. I mean, like, I see where this is going. I'm not naive, right? They're going to do this.
Where are they going to put it, though?
Well, I haven't brought this up yet, but I noticed something in the survey. So I took the survey, right?
Yeah, you noticed the same thing I noticed. I'll let you cook on this one, though.
So the first question was, what is your zip code? I put my zip code in. And then eventually, after a few questions, one of the other questions was, how far would you be willing to travel to go to a game? Which I thought was weird, because what would my travel change if you build on the same site? It's not going to change regardless if there's a roof or not. My thought was, after I went through it, that they're thinking about leverage. If they can't get the funding they want, that
they're going to New Jersey.
That they might. I don't know if they actually would do it, but maybe. How the Sixers threatened to go to Jersey until they got what they wanted?
They going to Camden?
Well, I don't know where they would go. South Jersey's Camden. I don't know where they put this.
The Camden Eagles?
I don't know where they would go. But you saw that too?
How far are you willing to travel?
Right, so what does that mean? That means they might consider moving this. If they can't do it where it is now, maybe the site would be somewhere else.
This was eerily similar to what I remember when they were trying to get the Lincoln Financial built. And there was threatening. Well, there were talks about going to L.A. I remember that. I remember that vividly.
L.A. is in Los Angeles.
Yes, I remember that because, you know, Jeffrey Lurie, Mr. Lurie, is a big movie guy. And there was some conversation about that. I don't know how close they were to doing that, but there was some conversation about that.
Yeah, South Jersey and L.A. are two totally different things.
Totally different things. South Jersey, though. Can you see the Eagles in South Jersey, though?
I mean, I can't see them anywhere but where they are now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
you know what happens in these stadium talks? Someone says no to funding, and then you say, well,
okay, we'll go across the bridge.
Right, yeah. I mean, I almost now expect them to use
leverage.
Yeah, and it's probably South Jersey. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where else
would where would you go, though? I mean, I would imagine it had to be on the waterfront. Has to be.
I just, the idea of this, it'd be so weird.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you actually talk about it, it is.
But I saw that. I was like, why would they ask this? Like, why would they ask how far I'm willing to drive to go to a game? Like, what do you mean? Where else?
Because, you know, at this point, if that's the question is being asked, then the conversation, like, a site has been chosen, you would think.
Oh,
potential site has been chosen.
Well, I mean, this stuff always moves faster than we think. Like, we might say, oh, they have 7 years left on the link lease. Yeah,
they're thinking about it already.
Within 2 or 3 years, the planning for whatever's coming next is going to happen. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnamon's, and then we'll check in with you people. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's
Ken?
Going on?
So, before I get to the Phillies, you don't let these people get you down about the Riesling. All right, if my recollection is correct, your appreciation for wine is kind of a newfound thing, and it's starting to grow and burgeon. And I have a cellar that averages around 150 bottles of all kinds of different varietals, all kinds of different places around the world at any one time. And there's nothing wrong with drinking Riesling. The whole point of what you're drinking is associated with what you're eating. And so if what you're eating pairs better with a Riesling or a Fumé Blanc or something else, don't let these people like Joe Giglio get you down that You're less of a man if you're not drinking Cabernet.
So right? I know I get your point, Ken, and I like wine. I'm a wine guy. Now Hugh's a new wine guy. My point was when you mix that with Hugh wanting a dome, we've totally lost who this person used to be. It's just like Riesling and a dome.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Hold up, kid. You eat food with your wine? I just drink mine.
Most of us do. You're the crazy one.
It actually makes it better, Hugh.
I usually just crack the bottle and take it to the head.
Fill your Bucky's cup with it.
Makes both of them better. So, you come on over sometime. I'll take you on a tour of
I don't.
California.
You know what, Ken? I can tell you right now, I don't drink wine the way that traditional people drink it. It's more like what Kyle said. Every now and then, I put it in a wine glass.
He's trying to get banged up.
But that Bucky's cup is cool. That Bucky's cup is high.
I think we can just say that for anything. I don't do most things the way other people do most things. That's Hugh Douglas. Go ahead, Ken.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just as long as you're not putting ice in that glass. Then
oh, no, I definitely don't put ice in it.
So on the Phillies, look, you asked a question about what would – I would be willing to trade Alec Bohm for anything at this point. So if our concern about bringing in Suarez to play third base, I don't care if he's 34 years old. If our concern about bringing him in to play third base is that we already have Alec Bohm, then we really don't have any concerns. Because Alec Bohm is the definition of disposable on this roster. So if there's a way to get that deal done, and you know if you have to include Alec, I can't believe anybody would give up anything of value for Alec Bohm. But if you have to give up Alec Bohm to get that deal done, and get him in here because that is a right-handed bat that really does change the complexion of your lineup. And to be honest, they've replaced that right-handed. When Jason Worth left, it took them 10 years to replace that right-handed bat in the lineup, and that was Rhys Hoskins. And now he's gone, and they've never replaced Rhys Hoskins in the lineup. So absolutely positively, if there's a deal to be made that brings him in here and it includes Alec Bohm, then I will help Alec Bohm load the moving truck.
Wow. I'm with you, Ken. Let's do it. And there's no other way to frame it other than it's adding another potential, and he's almost there. He's 36 home runs. 50 home run bats to the lineup. Literally having two of those guys in the same lineup and also Bryce Harper. And Hugh, before we get to you people, what has happened the last 2 years in the playoffs? Eventually, teams just stop pitching to Bryce, right? They say,
we've seen that.
They've seen Alec Bohm, you beat us. Nick Castellanos, you beat us.
And we've come up short and when it's happened like
now, that. Now, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if Eugenio Suarez will do the damage. But here's what I do know, I believe. Teams aren't going to be as willing to just walk Bryce to get to Suarez. He's too good right now.
A little
now.
Bit protection.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's ultimate protection. You put Schwarber in front of him, and you put Suarez behind him. You've sandwiched him with 250 home run guys, and then also you have Trey Turner, who's close to leading the league in hits this year, atop the whole thing to get it revved up. That's how you have enough offense to go along with the starting pitching to go try to make a deep run. I'm in. Actually, I think it'd be easier to trade him in the deal because it makes things simpler with the defense. All right, let's get to you people, see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
And you people sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepick.nj.gov. Get ready, Hugh. They came at you heavy today. And it started when you were tanking that water ice at the beginning of the show.
Is that right?
Yeah, because your mouth was like really red. And you people found it funny. I found it very annoying, but you did look pretty funny when your lips were beet red and your mouth.
Thank you people.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Yep. A relatively good analogy from Hugh. What is going on today? I think that was the going home with the girl at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
One of the
beginning.
Yeah,
it was
of
the a show. Good one. Yep. It was a good one.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, thank you.
Now,
thank
Kyle
you.
And I quickly twisted it to yes, it's almost 2 a.m. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go.
Or the Mets are going to go home with your girl. Yep. Yeah. So people were discussing how many sacks to take off of Hugh's total with the dome take. And I think we arrived at 10. I think this one was worth 10 sacks.
You're down to 70?
That's fine.
Can I? I'm going to take the liberty of taking them off his Eagles total just to see where he now ranks in Eagles history.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Hugh wanting a dome is big time suburban energy.
Wow.
I'm glad. Thank you for listening. They caught that. They caught the suburban. Well, I do kind of live in the suburbs now, and I do drink Riesling.
I mean, you are totally gone.
Sauvignon, was it Sauvignon Blanc, too?
Since
I think a bit
when did Douglas turn into such a bozo?
Fair. Totally fair.
Yeah, that was it's quick, firm, and harsh, that one. Hugh doesn't give a crap about winning. Never been a team guy. That one sounds like personal from your playing days.
That's not true.
I agree. I mean, I just thought you were a team guy. When you were here, at least. Not, no,
yeah, I'm not. That's not true.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
That was funny, though. Hugh I get a problem.
Does know a thing or two about workplace altercations.
I know, or three. I'm just saying, man. That's a little intimidating. Yeah. With a bat, ain't he like 6'6"? Bryce Harper, like 6'6"?
No. We clearly established 6'2", 6'3".
Stop adding a height to Harper. He would tower over you, though.
He's tall.
Yeah. Taller than
and I'm
6'2". We need to find the picture of when Bryce was on the afternoon show at spring training. Because Ike's 6'3", right?
Yeah, Ike's taller than me.
I don't think Bryce was taller than Ike.
You don't think so?
From the picture of my memory in my head, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he might be like 6'2".
But if he's not that, he's Ike's height.
Okay, that's 6'3". That's not 6'4".
That's 6'5".
Definitely not 6'6".
Ike is not 6'5".
You just said Harper was 6'6".
Listen, let me embellish the story that I wanted.
If Ike's 6'5", you're 5'8".
Let me embellish the story I wanted to embellish. Okay.
Well, Hugh wants a dome so bad and to be warm, maybe he should just go back to Atlanta.
Atlanta is nice, though. It's different.
But the stadium has no personality.
Well, you know, to be honest.
And don't say free soda to personality. Don't do that. Just don't do it.
Okay, fine.
All right, one more here. Hugh is focused on the wrong thing being built in the stadium. You should be less focused on the dome and more focused on the new stadium being wheelchair accessible.
That would hurt a little bit.
Well, we established your age when this new stadium is up.
Hey, whoever did that with Touche, that was a good one.
We're going to have to be wheelchairing you.
That was a good one. I appreciate your creativity, even though you are crushing me on a daily basis. Where's TK when you need him? Because they be crushing TK.
Give him more Jolly Cons last week?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
They called him a poor man's Paul Jolly.
Did you guys put up something to caption a photo of you guys in Milata?
Yeah.
Right?
And that was small, medium, large.
Yeah, but I saw one. I forget what they called you and Jordan, but the caption for Tom was Junior Jolly.
That's so tough.
Yeah, that's tough. Love you guys, man. Hate the mean and hurtful comments that y'all say, but much love and respect.
They were
for
all
you guys.
Directed at you today.
Yeah, I see. I see. They're just mad because they're mad because I'm drinking Riesling.
Well, the dome
and I have perspective.
It is.
It's mad because I'm evolving and I'm growing as a person.
Stop evolving.
I mean, it's the truth. I'm growing and evolving. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did the math on this. By dropping Hugh 10 sacks in an Eagles uniform, that puts him at 44.5.
Ooh. Something like that.
So he goes from that's ninth low. All-time down to 10th, barely above Josh Sweat, who is 11th.
Barely.
But the path for Nolan Smith to eventually overtake you is there. I mean, I don't know, three or four good years.
I mean, that
maybe
takes you out of Eagles Hall of Fame, though.
I ain't giving the jacket back.
Oh, hold. Kyle, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Ain't giving the jacket back.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would come take that jacket. It's going to be a fight.
I'm going to
go straight Bryce Harper. That's what we're going to start calling. When you get mad at somebody and want to curse,
Harper.
I'm about to go Bryce Harper on you.
Yeah, I regret to inform you by losing those 10 sacks, we may have – tomorrow we may have to vote as Houston Eagles.
Yeah. It's a funeral for your Hall of Fame status.
We're going Bryce Harper on you.
You having to present the jacket back to the Eagles would be hilarious.
I wish somebody would come try to get that jacket. I don't know where it's at. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know where it's at?
No, I would tell them that. And then when they try to come into my house and take it, then that's where, you know, the fun starts.
All right. Before we hand it over, afternoon show coming up next, and we do appreciate everyone being part of the show today. Phillies tonight on the road in Chicago against the White Sox. You know, the Phillies have they won 4 out of 6 against the Red Sox and Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
I do felt in both of the losses, they left some meat on the bone. Can I get a sweep this weekend? This week of the White Sox?
Come on, Hugh.
Can I get a sweep?
Yes.
Can you guarantee it? I want a sweep. You know,
I guarantee you. Who we gonna get? Luis. We're gonna get the center fielder.
You're guaranteeing a trade for Luis?
You're guaranteeing we're trading for him?
Yes.
Can he just swap dugouts in the middle of the game?
Yes. That's what I guarantee you. That one.
You're all in on Luis Robert, aren't you?
I think that's the move that sounds like it makes the most sense.
Well, you know, this week could be almost an audition. I mean, like, if
true.
And he's playing against the Phillies, so we'll see if he's in the lineup tonight and playing and see if he plays well against the Phillies. Phillies and White Sox, I think it's a 7:40 first pitch tonight. All right, we're back tomorrow here live at Champ Camp, of course, brought to you and driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. If you missed anything today, Odyssey app, rewind there. YouTube as well for the Jordan Davis and Dallas Goedert interviews. All right, afternoon show coming up next. Their final show before Jack and Joe DeMar. And tomorrow, live at noon during our show, you could
stream. It's going down.
You could stream the show on YouTube. Split screen. Us on one side at Eagles Camp. Other side, Joe DeCamera, Jack Fritz, live from FDR Park for tennis. All right, everyone, have a great rest of your day. Stay cool. We will talk to you tomorrow live, as we often are these days, at Champ Camp. Phillies and White Sox tonight. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.